know, I'm always interested in saving some money. And then did this save you a pretty good bit of money doing some of it yourself and contracting other parts out?
Well, I estimate between $10,000 and $12,000.
Mm. You can't beat that. That's nice. Are you pleased with everything about it?
Yes, I thought it out pretty thoroughly before I started on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know of any particular thing I'd do different, except maybe I would feed in some fresh air to the fireplace.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Well, this would, you know, in the modern houses, you're rather tight, and when you're using your fireplace, it's got to have some air from somewhere.
Yeah.
So you have to raise the window.
Yeah.
And if you fit in cool outside air without having to raise this window, you wouldn't expose your living air as much to the cooler air coming in.
Yeah, that's true. You kind of defeating your purpose there if you had to do that, raise the window and have the fireplace going at the same time, I guess.
Well, to a point you are.
Yeah. How would you feed in there like that you're talking about?
You'd have to, I would say, take 2 4-inch pipes and come along in line with the lower side of the pipe in line with the top of your hearth.
Mm-hmm.
And you would need some kind of damper control on it because this might, most of the time furnish you more air than you were required for.
Mm-hmm. Did you say a damper control?
Mm-hmm.
What is that, just regulate the flow of
air? Flapper, it's just a little flapper that you manually move, to let so much air in.
Mm-hmm.
However, you can have them automatic control by sending them on this metal plate that closes the opening off and add weights or something to maintain a constant pressure.
Yeah.
This is like the old heater you've seen in the old school coal heater in each room.
Yeah.
That's the way they work.
Yeah, that's interesting. How big is the lot that this house is on?
Well, I have 2.5 acres.
Oh, you got plenty of room.
Yes, I do gardening and so on.
Yeah. Like to have room to move about in. Do you have, are there any neighbors close by?
Well, the nearest one is about 100 yards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's nice. That looks real nice. You like living out in the country?
Yes.
Have you always lived in the country?
Well, up until I went in the Air Force, I was on a farm.
Now, when did you go into the Air Force? How old were you?
I was 19 when I went in.
Mm-hmm. Did you go right out of high school, or were you still in, or what?
Well, at the time, we were in a Brother Lars family, and I had to drop out in the 11th grade to assist with the farm work. And then things got better, and by the time I reached 19, and a younger brother come along, so I had a chance to join the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
Of which I stayed 20 years.
Is that right? Stayed until you were 39?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you must have liked it. What did you do? Did you fly?
No, I was an aircraft maintenance superintendent.
Mm-hmm. Where were you located? I guess you moved around a good bit.
Yes, I...
Where did you start?
I started out, of course, they sent you to basic training
in always fun,
Texas.
Yeah. Where in Texas was that?
Shepherd Air Force Base.
Shepherd, yeah. Mm-hmm. Was that rough?
No, not being a farm boy.
Yeah,
it wasn't rough.
You used to have that hard work, no problem.
And from there, do you want to go on?
Sure.